Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes, help us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Can we say praise the Lord, thanks to God? God is whatever we need him to be. Amen. 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 We got some things we need to let go. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Save the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because only you can save, Lord. We can water, we can plant, but only you can give the increase. We ask in these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, Hey, Jesus of Nazareth. Thank you. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless, Lord. Bless your word. Bless the pastor, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'd ask you, Lord, let me be an oracle for you. Lord, use me for your service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm just standing here right now, Lord. Use me as an instrument. We bind every contrary spirit. We bind every attack of the enemy. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you right now. Move by your spirit. Yes, Lord. We're saying yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your word. Yes, Lord. Have that own way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we'll be careful, Lord, to give you the praise. We'll be careful, Lord, to give you the glory. Jesus, we need you right now. Stretch out your healing hand right now. And stir up the spirit in us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Thank God. Amen and amen. As I said for a text, our subject is being humble. She was made ready to receive her increase. You know, we cry increase. But you got to be what? Ready. Because sometimes people get the increase and they're not ready for it. And then they don't do the right thing. Amen. Sometimes we have to be prepared for the increase. Amen. I think I know I don't want the Lord to give me anything that I'm not ready for. Amen. Whatever it is that I need, I want him to equip us to turn in the lives ahead. You need to understand about being equipped. And equipped means you don't just get a little touch from the Lord and then you run out trying to be a one-hit wonder. It means when you are equipped, you have everything you need to go out and do the work that you have called to do. So let me talk about reader. If you would read Ruth 1-4, please. 1-3. We'll stop at the third verse for this.
In the days when the judges ruled, that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judea, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his son. The name of the man was
Elimelech.
The name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his sons were Mahalath and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judea, and they went in the country of Moab and remained there. Then Ephraim, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Now, you know, here's what we call it. If you go with me, the subtext is the setup. Amen. Can you say it with me? The setup. You know, God don't send you unless he set things up before you at first. Amen. And sometimes he got to do something to get us to move. Amen. We sing the song, when the Lord gets ready, you got to do what? You got to move, but not until the Lord get ready. Sometime he had to light fire underneath us in order for us to move, amen? So the setup here was the Lord sent a famine. And you know what? The famine caused Elimelech to move, amen? When the famine happened, there was no point in staying there where he was because famine means there was nothing to eat. Famine means things will all dry up and wither up. And then if you stay there, you might be dried up, withered up. Amen? So the setup happened was the famine happened. And then Amalek had to move his family. If you read the fourth verse.
Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. And they dwelt there about 10 years.
Now, they have been there, and their families were established. We established his family. And look, it didn't take long for the Lord to say, okay, come on home, Amalek. You did what all I need you to do. Amen. I'm sure his wife would have loved him to live on a long time and been the provider for where she was. Amen. And then, but there was still left two sons to provide for them. Amen. Now, his mother obviously was a praying woman. Amen. Because, see, if you think about it, at that time, she was a widower. She had two sons, and her husband had died, and they've already moved from one place of famine. So you think about it, it's not the same thing as getting in the car and moving to another town. They had to do some traveling. Amen. Now, here, the next thing that happened was the introduction, where it says, hey, the sons married two women of Moab. Amen. The sons could have went back home and married some people that had similar cultures and similar beliefs, but because they had been reestablished there, the Lord allowed them to marry the women in those towns and deal with those people with their cultures and had to introduce to these people who came to know what this family stood for. They had to understand, but there was not God, but there was an Almighty God. The men and were there, and they were established. And then after being there for 10 years, they saw their father died, and they said it's time to marry because, see, God was wanting to introduce these women what it meant to be a true child of the Most High God. These women before had knew about families with worship gods and gods. I want you to understand that once you had an encounter with the saints of the Most High God, that your life has changed forever. When these women had met these men, they were no longer the same. They became changed because of the experience of the Most High God. Amen? Can we just say praise the Lord? After the 10 years, think about it, she thinks she might have thought, not only might have said, well, now here we are established, my sons are taking care of me, but after the 10 years, not just one son died, both sons died. Now, you might have been thinking that number might have been saying, what's going on, God? First, you moved me to a strange land with strange cultures. Then you took my husband on home. Then you let the sons not marry of our culture, but marry these strange women with their strange cultures. And now we've been assimilated into the family, but you took the provider for us. So now here we are, three women with no men to take care of us. Oh, God, what's the matter now? You can imagine that she's going through not only being a praying woman, saying, oh, God, maybe what have I done? Why have you used me? Amen. Ruler, read if you would read Romans 8 to 13. Romans 1, 8 to 13. Thank you, Jesus. Ruth, I'm sorry. I'm going someplace. We bind the enemy. In the name of Jesus.
And Naomi said to her two daughter-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find rest each in the house of your husband. So she kissed them and lifted up her voices and wept. And they said to her, surely we will return with you to your people. But Naomi said, turn back, my daughter. Why would you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that may be your husband? daughter, for it grieves me very much to say that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. Then they lifted up their voices and put it in, and Oprah kept her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. And she said, look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her God. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you, but to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. When you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also. If anything that death parts you and me. When she saw that she was determined to go with her, she stopped speaking to her. Now the two of them went until they came to Bethlehem. And it happened when they came to Bethlehem that all the city was excited because of them. And the women said, is this Naomi? But she said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord has brought me back home again empty. Why do you call me Naomi, since the Lord has testified against me? And the Almighty has afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, who returned from the country of Moab. Now they came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest.
Let me say amen. Now, here we get to the circumstances. Amen. If you look back, 10 years had passed. First, the husband died. Now, 10 years later, the sons have died. Now, they had a point where it's time to go because there is nothing left here for them. There's no one to provide for them. So, it's time for them to go back home. Amen. Now, because Naomi heard that the Lord was working in the increase back home. Did you hear what I said? That the Lord was working in the increase back home, home being where Naomi had relatives. So seeing her lack, Naomi decided to go back home. Amen. Now she realized that there was something that she did not have. Amen. But you understood that God was still God, amen? And there was a place where there was increase happening. So why stay here when I know a place where the Lord is blessing, amen? I have did all I can do in this place, but it's time to move on. Because if I stay here, I will have no one to take care of me. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. We rebuke the enemy. Amen. She told her daughters, her daughters-in-law, to go back home because I have what? Nothing else to give you. Nothing. You know, you're not going to stay here. You are your age, and you can't tell me you're going to stay here and wait for the Lord to send me somebody and make some husbands for you. Now, come on, as you would think that these women are saying, well, we're not going to go. She's like, go on back, because I know where I got to go, amen? I know, as we would say, I know where my peoples are. You need to go back where your peoples are so they can go take care of you, amen? Everybody needs to go back to their family for support. Think about this. They don't belong on their own, but there's nothing like the support of a family. This being intergenerational thing, I don't care how far you get. I don't care how many children, great-grandchildren they have, they still belong to somebody. Amen? And sometimes the Lord had to bring us to a situation where we had to turn back to go, so where I don't have to be out here struggling by myself. I don't have to be out here where there's nothing, nobody I can turn to. But I know that God, he is my family. I know that God will take care of me. I know that God is my my battle axe in a time of trouble. I know that I belong to a family of the Most High God. When there is nothing else I can do, I've done all I can do. It's time to turn back to the one who I know that has all the answers. I'm seeing blessings in the homeland. Let me go back where I can see things are happening. I can see that God is working in my family. So why do I go back and be among the saints of the Most High God? Amen. Because she was in a land where they had idolatry because they served God. Not the true and living God, but they served God. Small G-O-D-S. But not the fake and only living God. Capital G, capital O, capital D. Amen? So since there was no man left, the immediate needs for the family, for all three was, come on. We got to go back. The humility. See, then think about this. Over said, okay, I'm not gonna keep arguing with you. I can see the point. We're not gonna all be here together. I know if you go back to my family, I can go back there and be taken care of. Amen. It didn't matter that they served God, but she knew that she could what? Go back to her family. She had family for to fall back on. There's something about that. You got to have something to go back to when times are hard, when times are rough. If you don't have something, if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for what? Anything. They were serving God, but at least they were together. They would take care of one another. So Oprah went on back home. Amen. By now, here comes the humility. Nevertheless, Ruth saw enough of God and Naomi that she refused to go back to her people. She refused to go back to serving the gods of her people. Amen? Think about this. Here's a woman that came from another country and was introduced to a whole different culture, a whole different God, and she had to go there and learn that, and she was willing to forget everything that she had known of this world until the time she had left in Condor with God's people. Amen? Ruth said, what? Entreat me not to leave thee. Or return from falling after thee, for whether thou goest, I will go. Now you think about some mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. How many are willing to say, well, I'm going to give up my family and I'm going to follow you. I'm going to go and forget where I came from because I see something in you that makes me want to say, if you're going to go and leave this place, I'm going to go because I know that you serve someone greater than me. Amen? So I will go where thou lodgest. Now, I don't know how long it took them to travel wherever they did, but think about it. They had a comfort zone of being where they were. Imagine they were in some kind of house. But now they got to come out, travel through dangerous times, and lots of people along the way. That didn't bother Sister Ruth. She's like, whatever we got to do, wherever you're going to lodge, I'm going there with you. Amen. I will lodge, and thou people shall be my people. Think about that. Say, I'm going to give up my folks. And whoever you go on with, your folks are going to be my people. I'm going to be with them. I am one of you. Amen? And your God, shall be what? My God. Now, think about that. She willing to give up everything that she knew, everybody that she knew, and follow after one who she knew. And willing to understand that I'm going to follow the one and true God. And say, where thou diest, I will die. And where thou will be buried also. Now think about that. The Lord do so to me and more also. If I ought but death, part me. Now think about that. No matter what may come or go, I'm going to be with you. If we die, let us die together. If wherever you're buried, I'm going to be buried too. Whatever the Lord does to you, I want to be there so he can do to me even more. And wherever, whatever comes along, we're going to be together. Nothing can separate us but death. Can you imagine a daughter-in-law and saying that to a mother-in-law? Amen. That was a mighty, mighty, mighty big thing for her, but she was humble. She had a humble spirit willing to what? Serve. She had a humble filled spirit willing to leave everything that she ever known. She had a humble spirit that she thought more about her mother-in-law than she thought about her own family. She had a humble spirit by making sure that her mother-in-law had everything that she needed. She wanted to take care of her. She was so blessed by taking care of her. It didn't matter for what she wanted. She made her attention because she wanted to serve God. Amen? She didn't do all this like some people do. Some people do all this kind of stuff because they want to be seen. Amen? But she did whatever she could be humbly. She wasn't trying to get attention. Only thing she was trying to do is survive. The only thing she was trying to do was make sure they were there in the increase. They were to partake of some of the increase. And as a result of being humble, as a result of being obedient to not only, now here's the thing, not only was she humble, but she was obedient. You know, it's a hard thing for some of us to accept maybe the authorities that someone has, the knowledge that someone has, the wisdom that somebody has. We don't want to go there because some of us young people think, I know everything, you can't tell me nothing. Amen? But she was humble and submissive and obedient to her mother-in-law. And because of that, she was noticed and she was on the path for her increase. Say it with me, her increase. And I even capitalized that. If you think about increase, no small increase, but capital I, capital N, capital C, capital R, capital E, capital A, capital S, capital E, increase. Now, we walked into her increase by being what?